Heavenly Father, we come to you today with bowed heads and humble hearts, thanking you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. As we partake of the living bread of this hour, we ask that everything that we learn, that we apply it to our lives so that we can be and continue to be ambassadors for you. We are nothing without you. We give you all the honor, glory, and the praise. Whether we pray this prayer in your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 through 17. The word of God for the people of God. So, my message today is DAW, Dispense as Written. Now, we all have had our gone to the doctor, and we have all been given prescriptions. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you know there are two kinds of prescriptions.
Yeah.
There is the generic brand, and there is the brand. Now, if you can recall getting prescriptions, you know that most pharmacies is going to give you the generic. Because it just saves money. A lot of people don't want the brand. But there are some patients that know that that particular brand is going to help them. It's going to help them recover, feel better, get through. So what does the physician do on the prescription? He writes on there, DAW, dispense as written. That means you don't want generic, you want the brand. You want the real stuff. There are some prescriptions that they will give you the generic and tell you it's the real stuff. That's why you have to be well equipped and understand, and I recommend everyone have a PDR in their home. Because as many pills as we got coming on and everything changing every 7 years because of the pharmaceutical company, those special interest groups, they can only last, certain medicines are only good for 7 years. They're only patented for 7 years. So you're going to get the real stuff for 7 years. Then they're going to go back and they're going to change the color. They're going to change the shape. They're going to change the milligram. And then they're going to put another name on it. And then you're going to have to go through this awesome medicine for 7 more years, because that is what the special interest groups and the pharmaceutical companies know, that they have 7 years to get this medicine out. But we as individuals, as patients, as well as believers, know that we want it dispensed as written. Now, as the word of God relates, we're supposed to, this book right here, this canon, from Genesis to Revelation, this is the word of God. And the word of God is to be dispensed as written. We are not to add to it. We are not to take away from it. We are to dispense this word exactly as it is written. There are other clergy that will add to it. As a matter of fact, some of them made their own book off of it. They've changed the words. They've changed the books. Matter of fact, if you look at King James Version, you look at Standard International Version, and you look at the Amplified Version, and you look at this version, and this version, and this version. Know this. When you are studying the Word of God, you want the brand. You want the real thing. You don't want anything that's puffed up. You don't want anything that's trickled down. You want it just like it's supposed to be given up to you. Straight up, no chaser. We all know what that means, right? And that's how we want the Word of God. Just like you wanted it out there, we want the same thing in here.
Amen.
Don't give me nothing watered down. When I was out there. I don't want nothing watered down. I want it neat. That's how we want the word. We don't want it watered down. We don't want it sugar-coated. Now, a lot of people, and see, that's what a lot of clergies are getting out of the, getting away from. They're sugar-coating it. They're filling you up with artificial flavors. They're giving you all these preservatives. That's what they're doing. They want you to feel good. And that's what you receive. Right there for that moment, you feel good. Right. But when it comes down to Monday, and you are dealing with a situation, you're not thinking about what you felt good. You're thinking about, what do I do? Where do I go? That's why you have to know the word for yourself.
Amen.
This is why you study daily to show yourself approved. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what Paul was telling us here in 2 Timothy chapter 3. This is what he's saying. He's saying that knowing fully what I have gone through, what I have taught you, the doctrine, the instruction, the real word, what I have given you, okay? I have been persecuted for making sure that you have exactly what you're supposed to have. Paul has gone through this. He's gone through the afflictions. He's gone through the persecutions. And let me tell you something. You're going to go through. As a matter of fact, we all are going through. Amen.
Amen.
Be it financial, be it physical, be it mental, be it spiritual, be it emotional. We're all going through. And this is what Paul has to keep reminding us. That just because you are an ambassador for Christ, don't think you're not going to go through.
Right.
Don't think you're not.
Amen.
Nobody is above reproach when it comes to being an ambassador for Christ.
Right.
Nobody.
Amen.
If Christ can do it, we also know that we're going to do it. He said he was coming. We're going to do greater things, meaning we're going to suffer a greater persecution.
Right.
Why? Because we're here a little bit longer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Paul is saying that even though I have, and my conduct, my manner of living, how I have walked, how I have talked, and how I have conducted myself, I still was persecuted. So even though, you know what, you sit up there and you say, gosh, I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. I got a good heart. I look out for individuals. Why is this happening to me? Right, Pastor? Why is this happening to me? But he's saying that anything that you've gone through, guess what? The Lord has delivered you. Amen? Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We have gone under the knife. We have gone under the knife. We've been under the gun. We've been up under a lot of stuff, but the Lord has delivered us. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
My dad, he is a cardiac patient. He's recovering from cancer as well, pancreatic cancer. So my father is hard-headed. He does not want to do what the doctor says, dispense as written. So as you know, when you leave the hospital, there are some discharge instructions. There are things you're supposed to do, and there are things you're not supposed to do. And so my dad, being in his older age, you know how most people get to say, well, I got this old, I ain't changed. I'm 70 years old. I can do what I want to do. Right, right. I understand, Mother Harris. I understand. But sometimes, when you do what you want to do, there are backlashes for doing what you want to do. You have to understand that you can't do what you used to do. I know you want to do what you want to do, but you can no longer do what you used to do. Why? Because of age, because of health, because of lifestyle. You no longer can do what you used to do. Now, I'm not taking away that you cannot do what you want to do because you grown. Okay? But understand something. There are repercussions, good and bad, for you doing what you want to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. My mother, she's grown too. I know. She's grown and she does what she wants to do. And I said, you can't do what you used to do. See, people get it kind of confused. They say, well, I'm such and such. And my mother, bless her heart, she'll be 65 next month. Lord keep her. She'll be 65 next month. And she says, I'll be 65 years old. Yes, you will. But if you do not do what you're supposed to do, you won't see 65. And I have to say that to all of my elderly people that I love. Elderly, young adult, children, all of you, all of us. There are just some things we cannot do anymore. We cannot. It is crucial that you follow the orders. It has been given to you for a reason. And this is what Paul is saying. Paul is saying that no matter what you have gone through, your long suffering, your love, your patience, everything that you've gone through, yes, the Lord has delivered you from them. He has. And he will continue to deliver you from them. But understand something. Jump into 12. You will have to. And I tell you the have to because it's of importance. We are in our last days. So this is something that you have to do. You have to live godly. Now, don't get me wrong. When I say live godly, I'm not talking about that you have to walk around and sha-na-na and laying hands and oil in your pocket and all of that. I'm not talking about that. Your godliness that you're living is your attitude.
Amen.
Is your conduct.
Amen.
Is your manner.
Amen.
That's living godly.
Amen.
That is what we are doing. We are in our last days. This is what you have to do. Why? Because you're in Christ. You're in Christ Jesus. Are we not?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are in Christ Jesus. So this is our godly living. How we live. How we conduct ourselves. Our mannerism. When people see us coming, they see the light. Have you noticed people come up to you and say, is something about you? Did you change your hair? You got a new makeup on? You got a new pair of glasses? No, it's the light. It's the light. It's the light that you're up under. Christ-like. Not Christ-like. Christ-light.
Right, right, right.
The light. As opposed to darkness. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. So knowing that all that, what you have to do, your godly living, your deeds, your attitude, your conduct, yes, you're going to suffer persecutions. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. So don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. That's just the way of the world. That's just a requirement for being an ambassador for Christ.
Amen.
You can't take it personal. Please don't take it personal. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know why? Because evil men, going to 13, evil men and seducers. Another word for seducers are imposters. Those soothsayers, you know, 1-900 psychic. Now they changed the word from psychic to medium. Same thing. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Psychic, medium, same thing. There are just some things, and understand something, guys. There are just some things that you're not supposed to know right now. Because if you look for it, and it does not happen when you think it happens, you're all up in a disarray. You have gotten off track. Because you're on this track because you were told that this is going to happen. So you're doing everything based upon what you were told was going to happen. And when it does not happen, now you're all at a disarray. Now comes in disbelief. Now you don't want to believe nobody. Well, you shouldn't have believed that medium in the first place. The Lord says, no man shall know the day nor the hour when he returns. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That right there is a clear indication that you are not supposed to know everything. So, we need to stop acting like we know everything. Because we don't. We are forever learning. All of us are ministers. All of us are ambassadors for Christ. Just because all of us are not up here does not mean we are not ministers. You have to be able to minister the word. And guess what? The word is in you. You are the walking, living, breathing word. You are the word. So, in order for you to continue to be the word, you gotta get the word in you. Meditate day and night on his word in your heart. You can always take 5 minutes. If we can take 5 minutes to look and scroll down our Facebook, I don't have Facebook, but if we can take 5 minutes and look down, scroll down Facebook, we can take 5 minutes to scroll down this passage of scripture right here.
That's right.
And then what is the word saying to you personally? You know what's an awesome tool to have? No matter what you do, no matter what work you do, no matter what school you in, is a daily word. Every quarter we get the daily word. Mother Jordan put it out, put it in our envelopes with our tithes, with our tithe envelope and our bulletin. Every quarter is the daily word. We pass out the daily words on a regular basis. But more than passing them out on a daily basis, read it. Read it. It may not apply to you every day, but you know what you have done? You have meditated on that word every day. Now, you don't have to have a Bible with you. You have the daily word. And then that's a start. Then you start to grow. Then you want to take the daily word and then you want to read the whole chapter. Then you want to do some application. How is this applied to my life? How is this applied to my family life? How does this apply to my employer's life? How is this my surroundings? How is this applying to my surroundings? That's what you have to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Daily. Meditate day and night. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So, because we have imposters, soothsayers, mediums, the time right now, as you see, is getting worse and worse. That's what it says, right? Worse and worse, being deceived
and deceiving,
being led astray. It's getting worse, as I stated earlier, things that we're suffering. But it's getting worse physically, mentally, and morally. It's getting worse. The imposters are leading you astray down from their path that has been predestined for you. You have to watch out for these imposters. Because you know what they are? They're wolves in sheep's clothing. They got you thinking that they're coming in as harmless as a dove. And they really are a coyote. Wanting to devour you. Wanting to take your life. For whatever reason. Jealousy, envy, strife. And you know all of those things. They want you. They don't want you to be happy. They don't want you to be productive. And they definitely don't want you to witness. And as we are supposed to be witnesses, we're not going to say, Jesus, Jesus. Although that's a good thing. We probably need to. Because then people are going to look at you like, ooh, they crazy. Yep, I'm crazy for the Lord. You don't know what he brought me through. You don't know where I was. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. March in your head.
You bet.
Keep that in your head. Because you being a witness is not you running out over the streets and saying, Jesus, it's just your walk. It's my walk. My walk tells people that I am an ambassador of Christ. The way I greet people. I see people walk past a few people. I'm standing in line and they'll walk down and I'm probably like the sixth person in line. And someone will walk by and see all these people. And when they get to me, how you doing? Male or female, young or old. Because I have the look. I am inviting you spiritually to join me in being an ambassador for Christ. And when you respond to them, they'll say, okay, that made my day. And they go on and they'll be happy. And they'll start speaking to others. You want to be contagious. Be contagious. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're going to be contagious ambassadors for Christ. That's why Paul says, continue in the things that you have learned. So you're studying your word, your meditation. Continue on those things. Continue on those things. Knowing who you have learned them from. Now here, he's telling them, you've learned these things from me. We have learned these things from Paul. We have learned these things from our pastors. You have learned these things from the word yourself. So everything that you have learned, keep it with you. Guard it with your heart and use them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Your salvation, you've been saved. You've been rescued. What were you rescued from? Yourself. You wasn't rescued from the devil. You were rescued from yourself. Because you are your biggest problem. The inner me is inner me. This person on the inside can make you think that you all that in a bag of chips. That you don't need nothing. You don't need nobody. You can do it all on your own. Everybody hating on you because they're jealous of you. You got it like that. Matter of fact, I don't even need to go to church today. I'm going to continue to go to Bedside Baptist. Why? because I can get it all. And that $20 that I was going to give to that pimp preacher, I'm going to go ahead and go on down to MGM with it. Because I done went to church already. Not knowing, when you get down to MGM, somebody done keyed your car. Trying to back out. So now not only you got to pay that $20 that you were supposed to come and put it in church, you got to put $200 more with that. Because you got to get that lease fixed. Because guess what? It's not yours. Whether you buying a car or whether you leasing a car, it is not yours until you get the title in your hand. So understand something. You're not all that. I'm not all that. Thank you, Lord. I am not all that. I used to think I was, but he put that in my mind. He got me straight on that too. You ain't all that, sister. I was like, wow. Let me tell you how I figured out I wasn't all that. So, at this particular time in my life, like, as you guys know, I grew up in the church. I was saved at an early age, but I went back out there in the streets. So, I was out there in the streets, and I was a carrier. So, I was a carrier, and I was a go-between. So, I had made this transaction, and they said, meet me at Little Caesars. I said, okay. So, I drove over there, and I went to Little Caesars, and it wasn't there. Some should have told me that right then and there it was a setup. But I knew this individual from high school. So I knew this individual from high school. So I was like, no, that's not a setup. So then I went back and I called. I'm like, where you at? Now, at this time, they had big, big cell phones, so you can't be inconspicuous. You're trying to be inconspicuous. So I had to go back to the house and call, where you at? I'm coming. Okay. So I get back, goes back to the parking lot. So the individual that they had to make this transaction, I was in my little Escort. They jumped in the passenger side and they said, where's the money? I said, where's the product? They said, I got the product. Let me see the money. So I was like, oh, okay. So I go it down my boot and I pull out the money in the left hand. And then next thing you know, click, click to my temple.
Oh.
Automatically, a car pulled up and flashed the lights right into my car. So I took my right hand and I pushed the gun away. So the lights flashed in. He jumped out the car. He left. I jumped up, leaned over, pulled my car back, closed my door, went back to the house where I was at, and I dropped down on my knees. Now when the lights flashed, first thing that the Lord said to me is, who gonna take care of your kids? Who gonna take care of your kids? Got there, jumped down, dropped on my knees. I said, Lord, you don't have to worry no more. I know I ain't all that. I am not all that. And that was the end of that joint venture. I thought I was all that, trying to be a carrier. No, you are not. There are some things in life, life's lessons take you through to show you that you are not all that. So understand something, people. We all have suffered persecution, afflictions, everything, long suffering. But you have to exercise wisdom, knowing that I'm saved. The Lord rescued me. He rescued you whenever you decided to accept the Lord and Savior when you made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That was a moment of being rescued from yourself. That was a moment that he kept you and said, I am here with you always. But you got to remember that moment. Remember that moment. See, we get saved and then we think we can just still do what? No. Like I said before, you can no longer do what you used to do. You can no longer do that. You've been rescued. You've been bought with a price. He laid his life down for you. He laid his life down for me. And guess what? He's going to put you in situations to remind you. This is what I did for you. This is why I did it for you. Not only what he did, but why he did it. He loves you. 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 And not that he loved you past tense. He loved you today. Today. New mercies we see. How many woke up today on their own? Uh-huh. Right. He's still showing us new mercies every single day. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. He clothed us in our right mind. He got use of our limbs, use of our mind. And guess what? He gave us an avenue and a building and a mindset of praising him. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can praise you today. I can serve you today. I can do what you have me to do for you today. Every day. We are up, we are up, we are up every day. And guess what? It's still hard every day. But every day, as I told y'all before, you get up and you say, every day I got to fight to prove my love. Yes, you got to fight every day. You're fighting for the love of Christ that is in you. I tell my parents, cut it out. Stop it. You disrupting my life right now because you want to do what you want to do. It's not fair. It is not fair. Do what you're supposed to do for Christ. That's going to last. Amen? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, understand this about this book here. That you don't add to, nor do you take away from it. All scripture, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means he divinely breathed in that word. Divinely breathed in. And it is profitable, which means it is to your advantage, to my advantage, for doctrine, which is instruction, teaching what is true, for reproof, that is the correction. We are convicting what is false. For correction, that means straightening up. We have a reformation, reform. Reform. And instruction in righteousness. That is for the training that you have in righteousness, in your character. That's what the word does. That is what the word would do for us. Amen? Amen. Now, 17, it says that in order, the man of God means every man, mankind, all of us, may be perfect, may be complete, adequate, thoroughly furnished, equipped unto all good works pertaining to your labor for the word of God. The word of God is not to be taken lightly. This is true. This doesn't change. It's not going to change. That's why we have to get this word in us, because we have to change. We have to be able to be accessible. We have to be able to walk the walk that we're talking here. Amen?
Amen.
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 Now, a couple of scriptures I want you to write down, because you need to know that this word that I said from Genesis to Revelations is real and it's true. And it is to be dispensed as it is written.
Right.
So, you have to be in the word. You need to know the word for yourself so you can dispense the word as it is written. Don't add to it and don't take away. Now, you can paraphrase, because we can't go all it, thou, they, thee, the. When they're talking about you, me, we, and us. But the word itself, precept upon precept and line upon line, is to be dispensed as it is written. Go to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12. And I am just backing up what I just shared with you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It says, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, for the word of God is quick, is living, and powerful, and sharper, which is keen, than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, which is the whole person, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This is the word. It's going to convict you. It's going to prick you. It's going to, everything that I just shared with you, reproof, instruction, doctrine. That's what this word is supposed to do for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, go to Revelations 1 and 3. This is the word, y'all. Revelations 1 and 3 reads, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Right now. Right now. Remember I said today is waxing worse and worse. So you need to be equipped with the word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And last but not least, since we were in the New Testament, it said the same thing in the Old Testament, the everlasting, everlasting. Go to Isaiah 40 and 8. And this is what the word says. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the, I'm sorry, is everybody there with me? Okay, but the
word,
I can't hear you, but the
word
of our
God
shall stand for, let's read that one more time, but the word of our God shall stand forever. That's from cover to cover. That's from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Amen. Now, just to refresh you on one last thing here, I told you, the word does not change, right? Okay, so I'm going to take you this one last place, and I don't care whenever we minister, whether we're outside, whether we're at home, whether we're at the job. Remember this, John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, that was Genesis. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So as He brought the Word forward in the beginning, and as John saw the revelation of Jesus Christ in Revelation, everything in this book is true. And this is our life's manual. Because guess what, family, beloved? There is nothing that any of us have gone through that has not been shared in this book. That has not been told in this book. I mean, everything that has happened to man, that man has gone through, that man has endured, that man is going through, that man is going through, that man is going through, that man is going through. It's in this Word. But this Word not only tells you about life, it also comforts you. It's a comforter. It's a convictor. But it also comforts you. So know that you are okay. Know that everything that you go through, you are okay. Why? Because you're His. You're His. From the time you were in your mother's womb, you're His. We were used as vessels, right, moms? And dads for helping? But we were predestined. We are His. He paid a price for us. That's how much He loves us. That's how much He cares about us. Don't let anyone tell you you are not worthy of love and life and laughter. Because you are. You are so beautifully and wonderfully made in His image. There is nothing that can be taken away from you. And you don't need anybody to validate you. Because if you're by yourself, guess what? One is a whole number. It's a whole number. It's not a half. It's whole. So if you're single, love it. If you marry, love that too. Because He said man ain't supposed to be by yourself. So I love that too. But know this. No matter what your marital status is, know that you are God's. You are somebody. And you are very, very special in His eyes. So walk with your head up. Get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and say, Lord, thank You for making me fearfully and wonderfully in Your image. I love You, Lord. Use me today to encourage someone. And I bet you, if you ask the Lord to use you to encourage somebody, you do not have time to think about what you're going through. Because trust and believe, there's always somebody that's going a little bit further and having it a little bit harder than you.
That's right.
Amen. There's some people, right?
Yeah.
There's always somebody having it a little rougher than you. I thought I was having it rough. But imagine, I'm sitting here crying, my parents are in the hospital. But I have some friends who's lost both their parents. Somebody's having it a little bit rougher than me. I thought somebody was going to take my job. And then I call my girlfriend, she done got fired. Somebody having it a little rougher than me. You know, I have to go and report to the man, I got to drop urine. Because I done got caught. DUI. I mean, not me, I'm giving you the situation, okay? Let me clarify that, okay? My husband don't even like driving me because I drive the law. I do. I drive the law.
Amen.
But the situation itself, somebody got to go and report him. But guess what? Somebody has to report every day. Three hots in a clock. That means they don't even get out. They went straight to jail.
Yeah.
You on probation, you have to report in. Guess what? Somebody got it a little rougher than you. Somebody got a little rougher than you. Somebody don't have a house no more. Somebody don't have a car no more. Somebody is not here anymore. Somebody lost their loved one. Somebody got a divorce. But it's always somebody that got a little bit rougher than you. So when you wake up and you want to look at your circumstances and your situation, remember, somebody got it a little bit rougher than you. So ask the Lord to use you and encourage to encourage someone. And you know, someone else may be going the same thing through like you. So guess what? Call them up and pray for them. Because the prayer that you send out to that individual, whenever you point at someone, that one finger is going out, but got three of them coming back to you. So whatever you are giving out to someone, know that it's coming back to you. So pray for someone, and you will pray for yourself at the same time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us all stand.